अहम प्रकाश सर्वस्य, आई एम नॉट प्रकाश, आई एम नॉट इल्यूमिन्ड, आई एम नॉट मैनिफेस्ट टू एवरी वन. When there is प्रकाश, when there is light, then we can see what is there in front of us. If there is no light, then we can't see. So Krishna is stating here, नाहम प्रकाश सर्वस्य योग माया समावृतः. योग माया, with the covering of maya, समावृतः, completely covered. Samavrita, avrita is covered, samavrita is samyak rupena avrita, completely covered. Yoga maya samavritaha mudho yamna bijanati. Mudho, the foolish, ayam, those who are foolish, na bijanati, they do not know me. Loko mam ajam avyayam, the people who are ajam, I am unborn, and avyayam. Here, loko mam, Arjuna, Krishna is telling Arjuna that he is explaining the reason why people don't know him. In the previous verses, previous 10 verses he has given, he has explained how different people are differently disposed towards him. Some defy him openly, some surrender to someone else instead of him, either the devatas or the impersonal Brahman, and some devote themselves to him. Krishna is talked about this rarity twice. At first, he said right at the start of this chapter in 7.3, Anushyanam sahasreshu kashchid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kashchin maam vetti tatvataha. So, Anushyanam sahasreshu, so among thousands of people, kashchid yatati siddhaye, few endeavor to know him, yatatam api siddhanam, and even among those who endeavor and who became siddha, who attain some level of spiritual perfection, even among them, kashchin maam veti tatvataha, very few actually come to know him. At the same point he repeated in 7.20, manastu maam bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan maam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. The mahatmas who understand Krishna to be everything, those who surrender to him, they are sudurlabha, they are extremely rare. There is a double intensifier there. Labha is to gain, durlabha is difficult to gain, and sudurlabha is extremely difficult to gain. So, or extremely difficult to such people, such, this position of enlightened awareness of Krishna's supremacy is a very difficult thing to attain. The question may come, why is it that people are not able to know him? In one sense, Krishna has already answered this earlier when he stated in 7.13, Trivir Gunamayair Bhavair Ebhi Sarvamidam Jagat Mohitam Nabhijanati Amebhya Paramavayam. So therein, Krishna has stated that it is because of the three modes of material nature that people can't know him. They are all deluded by the three modes. So now the point was, they are deluded. Mohitam na bijanati. Now what is Krishna talking here? Krishna is talking that yoga maya samavrita naam prakash sarvasya. I am not manifest to everyone. Yoga maya samavrita. Being covered by yoga maya. Moodhoyam na bijanati. Na bijanati. Krishna has used the same word earlier. Mohitam na bijanati in 7.13. There it is, mamebhya param avyayam. Here it is, loko mamajam avyayam. So avyaya, imperishable. This is a describer which has already come thrice in this chapter itself. And Krishna is talking about himself. So the point is that Krishna is the all-attractive supreme. Yoga maya samavritaha. So Krishna, there is a technical categorization of Krishna's energies into Mahamaya and Yoga Maya. So that energy of his does not, that energy which covers the conditioned soul, that is called as Mahamaya, and that energy of Krishna which covers the liberated souls. For example, Yashoda Mai does not think of Krishna as God, he thinks of Krishna as their son. Thinks that he is dependent on me. Unless I provide for him, he will starve, he will become weak, he may even die. This is illusion. But this is an illusion that is conducive for going closer to Krishna. It intensifies one's devotion towards Krishna. So that is Yoga Maya. The Bhagavatam also uses the word Yoga Maya over in the Bhagavatam. Yoga Maya Mupashritaha. It uses in the Rasa Panchadhyaya. And it uses that word to convey the idea that by that illusion the gopis forgot that Krishna is God and they went closer and closer to him, thinking of him as their lover. So normally yoga and maya are opposite. Yoga is that which connects us with Krishna, maya is that which disconnects us from Krishna. So how can yoga maya come together? They are like oxymoronic. Oxymoronic is if we say somebody is a courageous coward, somebody is a brilliant idiot, somebody is a chaste prostitute, somebody is an honest thief. All these are oxymorons. The two contrary ideas are brought together. So is Yoga Maya like that? No. Because there is an illusion that takes us away from Krishna and there is an illusion that takes us towards Krishna. So Yoga Maya is the illusion that takes us, that makes us forget Krishna's greatness so that we can focus on his sweetness and relish his sweetness and enable him to relish the sweetness of our uninhibited love. Love that is no longer inhibited by awareness of his greatness. So of course, the word Yoga Maya, Yoga Naham Prakash Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavritaha. Now sweetness is not, Krishna is a sweet, all attractive, all loving person. He is not known in this way to everyone. It's only those who want to love him that Krishna reveals this vision to them. So by Yoga Maya, he is covered. So of course, in this context, the word Yoga Maya does not necessarily have to refer to that technical Gaudiya meaning. It can also mean that material energy cannot cover Krishna. What can cover Krishna is only spiritual energy. Yoga Maya Samavritaha. I am covered by my Yoga Maya. From Krishna's point of view, Srila Prabhupada would explain that both the material energy and the spiritual energy are similar. It's just from the when the person in charge of the powerhouse, the same energy going out. From the consumer's point of view, some energy might be heating, some energy might be cooling. But from the energy dispenser's point of view, the same energy. Like that, from our point of view, some energy takes us away from Krishna, some energy takes us towards Krishna. But from his point of view, they're the same energy. So, moodhoyam na bijanati. The moodhas, the fools, they do not know. What do they not know? Loko mam ajamam vayam. That I am unborn and I am imperishable. So Krishna is stating that he is beyond the time dimension. You know, ajam and avyayam. So by stating that he is beyond the time dimension, he is directly countering the idea that which was the conception that people had about him in the previous text. Avyaktam vyaktimapannam. But he was unmanifest and he became manifest. No, he, as he is present before Arjuna, he is ajam, he is unborn, he is imperishable. Exists beyond the time dimension and yet he manifests within the time dimension without being affected by the time dimension. Such is the wondrous potency of Krishna. Now it is not Krishna who wants to keep himself hidden from us. It is rather he reciprocates with our desires and he keeps himself hidden when we do not want to know him. And Krishna uses the word moodho yam na vijanati. That moodho, not a condemnation, but it is an observation. He is not condemning the people as fools. He is just saying that they are foolish. And even for such foolish people, he is approachable. Even for them, he is merciful. And even in their hearts, he is present. And even for them, he strives for bringing about their spiritual elevation and liberation. The fact that they are so captivated by worldly illusion, because of which they are not able to perceive the higher spiritual reality of Krishna's transcendental position, that is their misfortune and that is their... Krishna explains that it is because he is covered that people cannot know him and they cannot understand his transcendental position. Now of course, just as the clouds don't cover the sun, the clouds cover people who are looking at the sun. Similarly, no energy can cover Krishna. It can cover those who are trying to observe Krishna. Here, of course, Krishna is talking from their perspective. And so he says, they cannot know me.